At the American Planning Association's office in Chicago, Stuart Meck says there's been a huge surge in interest in trying to curb out-of-control growth.
It was almost as if somebody had turned on a switch in communities across the United States and in state legislatures, and it was no longer business as usual.
Meck is a senior researcher with the American Planning Association. He's been working to compile updated models for planning and zoning legislation. He says the group found most state planning statutes are based on model acts adopted by the U.S. Commerce Department in the 1920s. After World War II, development in the suburbs boomed, but planning laws didn't keep pace. Meck says most communities reacted to growth by turning to the state, and the state reacted by building roads. Meck says few places actually followed any kind of plan.
And we've tried all these fixes, like, you know, expanding our interstate system and widening highways and stuff like that. And it doesn't seem to be working. They use up a lot of farmland. They create suburban areas in which there is no activity after dark. And we think what's going on right now is sort of a revisiting of earlier types of development forms and seeing whether there's some value to that.
Stuart Meck says the American Planning Association is finding cities want to turn away from endless tracts of suburban homes on meandering streets and instead look at building neighborhoods of homes, stores, and schools. But an urban area's growth is affected by development outside a single community. Meck says that's why state governments need to establish a framework for planning, uniform laws that help individual communities and larger areas manage growth. In the Great Lakes region, only one state has passed legislation that overhauls its planning statutes, Wisconsin. Tom Larson is the director of land use and environmental affairs with the Wisconsin Realtors Association. He says in the past, Wisconsin's debate has been about whether growth should be stopped. That argument pitted pro-growth developers against anti-growth environmentalists, and towns were not thinking of anything beyond their own borders.
Communities were often planning very myopically, looking only at one particular issue without looking at the potential impacts on various other areas of their community.
Larson says Wisconsin's new comprehensive planning statutes acknowledge there will be growth and tackles the question of how to grow better. The new statutes require more public involvement. Public hearings must be held so that residents and neighboring communities know what the state or local government is planning. Larson says communities now have to think about how development affects not just the prosperity of a community, but how it affects things such as parks, transportation patterns, and schools. The statutes also close loopholes that allowed communities to ignore their own plans whenever it suited them. Brian Ohm is an assistant professor at the University of Wisconsin-Madison. He's credited with bringing together environmentalists, realtors, home builders, and government planners to draft the legislation. Ohm says Wisconsin's planning law reforms are broad. They're not just about preserving land.
It goes way beyond just saving an acre of farmland here or there. There's a lot of issues that are involved, and hopefully through good local comprehensive planning as the base, we can begin to address the broader and more complex issues of sprawl.
Ohm says reforming Wisconsin's planning statutes won't necessarily stop sprawl, but the comprehensive planning process adopted by the state will make communities aware of what they're doing.
Communities, through their plans, will still be able to be as pro or anti-sprawl as they want. The state's not going to dictate the outcome of that, but you know, those decisions, as they're made by local governments, are going to be made on a more informed set of factors through the comprehensive planning process.
Ohm says the new planning statutes will mean local communities, counties, and the state will all be aware of each other's plans and how their plans affect overall growth in an area. Tom Larson at the Wisconsin Realtors Association says following the comprehensive planning process will mean some changes and some inconveniences for realtors and developers, but he says it will also mean everyone will understand what a community's goals are and how every sector fits into the plan.
What our end goal was to be able to plan through consensus, to bring all the interest groups together at the local level as well as the state level and say, you know, how do we want our communities to grow? How do we build through consensus? I think that's really hopefully what the legislation will encourage communities to do.
All the parties involved say changing Wisconsin's planning statutes was not easy. Not every issue was resolved. They also say Wisconsin never could have managed its growth without overhauling the law. The American Planning Association says states that try to just tinker around the edges of their 1920s-style planning laws will find little success. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, this is Lester Graham.